Welcome to what could have been. It's been a while, not for you guys, but it has for us. We've been fanning about a bit.
What's this show again?
It's what could have been, what could have been. But yeah, this is your boy Danny.
This is Macklin.
And as always, this is Matt.
So yeah, we've been trying to get our ducks in order. We've been trying to plan a few things. So this is going to be our final chapter of the book.
Of the book,
big and grand.
The book, of the book. Danny, that book, can you pass me that book, Danny?
The final chapter of the book. we had big things in store, but turns out life gets in the way, so we decided to try and build momentum again and make haste with the normal shows. So yes, this will be our final chapter of Book 1, and then we'll be getting on with Book 2 with some more stuff for you. All right,
that sounds good, that.
Oh, that sounds right good, that.
But yeah, without giving too much away, it's just going to be bigger and better, and there'll be a few more people.
And more of the same.
Same old nonsense. Bit more of the same at the same time, yeah.
Bit different, you know, same.
same, but different, isn't it? One of them. right then, so... Who's going first again? Is someone's name beginning with M?
And this not thing me. Follows A. Oh, is it me? Oh, what an honour. Right, so I thought we'd start this chapter off with a bit of an interesting one. Imagine if when you were listening
Sit still,
to music,
Matt. You're rolling around in your bloody chair.
Nope, sorry. Okay, now I'm like a weeping angel. If you look at me, I won't leave. So keep looking at me.
Do not blink.
Do not blink. But you are allowed to with my topic. Well, you don't really have much of a choice. You've got to, when listening to music, your body will maybe randomly, maybe you get to choose it, that you were yet to decide, but you have to tap or move your body to the beat of the song you were listening to. And I'm going to build this in a way which you can relate to, like the heartbeat, your heartbeat. Yeah, great demonstration, Danny. For all the video watchers, great demonstration. But yeah, so like how your heartbeat is automatic.
Yeah.
This is going to be this isn't choice. You've got no choice. It's going to be your body just...
That was quickly decided then.
Yeah, you've got to keep... So mate, if you listen to... Mate, what would you do? Would you be listening to... What would you be trying to listen to?
Speed bass, absolute gabber, non-stop.
Donk.
Donk. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Mate, could you cheat? Could you basically, if you... Sorry, could you cheat? My brain's running away me here. So, when you said, is it random? So, basically, if you played a tune, some body part would move. Is the body part the same for each individual person? Or, say if my shoulder twitched every time a tune played, or to move to the BPM... Would it mean every single time a song played, it would always be my shoulder, or would a different body part then move?
You know what? Let's start off with saying, I like that. I like that a lot. I like that.
It's already getting, it's already getting to factionalism. Yeah. Oh, you're the shoulder swinging club, are you? Shoulder swingers. Yeah, mate. Let's go for a little bigger.
Mate, I'm an eye twitcher.
The reason that I got there is because I was going to say, could you cheat when you're playing sports? So say... If you could put like an in-ear tune, you could put tunes in your ear. Could you play really fast songs which would make you run faster because your feet will be moving to the BPM?
Ooh, okay.
Ooh.
Yeah, I like that. Okay, yeah. You just like, fucking Usain Bolt has got gabbering. No, I'm gonna say
one
yes.
Really big drum solo. Trying to get.
Okay, if that was the case, if it was everyone had the one from birth, they had the one body part. What would your body part be that would be forced to move?
My eyelids.
My
eyelids.
No.
My meat rod.
I thought of that for a first date, and that would be awkward as fuck, wouldn't it? If your third arm started doing that while you're on your first date.
Oh, that's generous.
Damn. Yours has got grip, brother. Yours is good.
100% success rate. Sorry, Danny, I cut you off. What are you saying?
Nothing. I'm just thinking about things twitching. I'm thinking about like my kneecap just like rotating, or like my big toe just like
Whoa. Okay, we're not breaking biology right now. Yeah. Kneecap rotating. What's that about?
Imagine it. Well, actually, it's not rotating. Do you know the way some people have kneecaps that don't fit in place and you can move them side to side?
That's everyone's, mate.
Is it?
For everyone listening at home, stick your kneecap out.
I'm trying it.
Like, it needs to be not tense.
What? Yeah, your leg needs to be in it. I remember this girl, her knees used to be that you could move them every single time in English. Sophie Sherwood Hodgson, if you ever listen to this, which you won't, your kneecaps have been imprinted in my mind because you just sit in English and just let me press them, and I was like, what?
You're like, ooh,
baffling.
Is this third base? What,
am I getting laid right now?
I lost my virginity when I was in your fucking seven.
Of mice and men, my arse, mate. Her kneecaps are the one.
It's just the kneecaps, George. I just love the kneecaps, George. Fucking wabbits. Oh, man.
Oh, God.
But, okay.
It's like Elmer Fudd in Of Mice and Men.
I feel like rotating kneecaps could happen, though, if you're listening to some experimental bass. Like, if you're listening to something like Cohen Sound, that shit could go weird. Would that...
Cohen Sound?
Yeah, have you listened to Cohen Sound before? They're just... No. If you listen...
Experimental bass.
Well, if you listen to them on a big rig, like, they just play with the whole spectrum of sound and bass. It's fucking cool. It's very cool.
All right.
Big rigs coming to you this summer.
Exactly.
Matt, as it's your question... You said when you listen to music, body part moves. How would your brain differentiate from general sound and music? Because if it was raining outside, it might play a sort of tune or it might be in some sort of pattern. So would your body like move all the time when it's raining or when you're in a car? When you're in a car, a specific part of the time might be like which would then create a rhythmic pattern, which then might trigger the senses in your brain.
Well, yeah, beats become... Yeah. You know what? I'm going to say, because if you want to delve into it, biologically, we haven't evolved very much in the last, 100,000 years? But in the last 15,000 years, culturally, we've evolved. We've created music. That's a very new thing. So I'm going to say, yes, your brain will shortwire if there's a car tyre. Or say if a little kid's got a twatty little stick and running it along a fence.
Why is he doing that again, man? Yeah. Fucking whatever part of it.
So I personally would like, maybe my fingers. I'll just click my fingers. And that would just be, I'll just be a really cool guy.
I'd really want my limbs to just be really sporadic. So just like flailing everywhere.
You'd drop everything. Mate, you would, like, if that was the case.
You'd smack everybody in a club. You'd just be hitting everyone. I'm so sorry, but this tune's banging.
Mate, the medics. There'd be more medics at the rave than there would actually be people. It'd be a one-to-one.
And they're slapping everyone too.
What about deaf people?
This is what I'm saying. Like, would you purposely go out your way to, well, have earplugs and ear defenders? Would that be quite a big industry? Because if it was a completely random body part, or if it was, say, the same body part but it wasn't a great body part, like your foot would spasm, you'd spend your life in danger.
Danger.
Okay, so if you're listening if the music's like perceivably loud, does that mean that your movement is that much greater?
Mate,
if you're moving your shoulder, that means if it's like really loud, boom, 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 I'll just be like
absolutely
elbowing
the
people.
All
right, okay.
Amplitude of the wave is correlated to the severity of the movement. Yeah,
all right. So I reckon like shops wouldn't play music then. I think podcasts would have been a thing a lot longer, a lot earlier.
Just people speaking, or does it? Or I think everyone would be earplugs. Be a very silent world.
I don't think festivals would exist in the same manner.
But the ones, if it was, you got to choose. Like, it was, like, it still happened. Like, you had to, like, you could feel it the same.
So, definitively, when music was playing, your body had to move at a rate of the BPM. So
it had a reaction,
Like, your fingers could twitch.
Yeah, he'd be like, yeah, he'd be like.
Or, but then if you're just doing this, like bending your fingers, like basically get your two fingers as like a peace sign and you just alternate flicking them down, that's to the BPM. If those fingers get tired, you could either just then nod my head back and forth to the BPM.
Yeah, 100%. Like it's a weird, I don't know, I'm not going to make it some biology right now, but I am going to anyway, because it's my world, I can do what the fuck I want. For some reason, the ear bones in your ear have evolved to send a signal to your, don't know what part of the brain it is, going to say hippocampus, don't think it is, but that then releases.
That's your memory.
Yeah, they're going to release a hormone that then floods your muscles, and you've got to use that hormone or else you just get severe cramps or something.
What are the consequences of not doing so?
Cramps. Severe, cramps. So this hormone, you cramp, or you just basically kill a bad bloke.
Oh, mate, there'd be forms of torture. So for both scenarios, where it's involuntary and where it's voluntary, there'd be forms of torture. For the first case scenario, where it's involuntary and it's a specific body part that moves each time, people would be playing ridiculously fast music, or they'd have them strapped down and then like torture them by playing music at them. On the converse, scenario number two, where you could do it voluntarily, that'd be arguably worse, because the way of torturing someone would be pinning them down and not allowing them to move or blink or twitch, and then playing music at them.
You start cramping like,
and then just instantly cramp everywhere.
Yeah, because then your eyes could bulge.
That sounds painful.
How about, okay, right? I don't think you guys have really seen the obvious answer. What if it was your heart rate? What if it was your heart was the thing that beat, that pulsed to the beat?
That'd be really beneficial in medical, do you think? Exactly. Medical science.
Imagine, yeah, you just put on a little waltz or like a little slow, a little 80 BPM, bit of classical, like, boom.
Bring someone back to life that way.
Fuck the defibs. Put the earphones in. Put the fucking earphones in.
We need the Dre beats, man. Has anybody got a pair of beats?
Where are the AirPods?
I need noise cancelling, not fucking shitty tinny shit. Fucking hell, get the APB out here. Fuck. Yeah.
But like, go on, Muckers.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was thinking earlier, just if you were to choose your limbs, and then it was like a overweight person or someone who is prone to maybe a bad reaction to a heart. Well, no, bad heart. Let's just say they had a bad heart. Wouldn't that basically, if you're listening to some crazy music going past in a car that's going too fast, could that not just start a heart attack? Like, would that happen?
Yeah, Gabba.
Shit, man.
Would you reckon Gabba would be a completely illegal genre of music? It's too dangerous. In the wrong hands. The wrong hands. Right, Gabba.
A genre that should not be named.
What's Gabba's... Gabba BPM.
210?
Gabba's BPM.
160.
340.
340.
Wow. That's outrageous. Nothing needs to be 340.
Right, so that's just the YouTube video that's come up. Master of Rave, 340 BPM, Gabba Speedcore.
Oh, my
so that
God.
Video would be elite. Video would be illegal.
Yeah, do you know how they've got all these experimental like auditory weapons in like World War II and stuff like this? Fuck that, mate. Just get a boombox with Gabba. Boom. You've killed a whole army.
Just tanked. You've just brought down a submarine underwater with Gabba.
Mate.
Gabba, the secret weapon of the Nazis. Find out more at 9 p.m.
So ruthless.
You thought it was a bit of fun until these secrets were released.
Okay, so that one must have been an extreme case, because...
Oh, extreme, yeah.
Very extreme, but it says the music is generally 140 to 190 beats per minute.
Okay. So that literally doubled it, so that was okay.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
Yeah, man, that is a... And apparently the word Gabba comes from Amsterdam Bardogan's slang base, meaning friend or mate.
Ah, that's why so many Dutch people love it.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's so good. I just want it in my veins. I can feel
it. I just love
my
heart
fingers.
Rate increasing.
I can feel it in my toes.
So you would now be living in a world without Gabba, though. How do you feel about that? I don't know.
But there would be Gabba, though. There would be specific.
There is Gabba, but it's basically biological warfare at this point. Let's
you can only listen to Gabba when you're like five or like zero to five, where your heart can take it. You that's still like shouldn't, the kids' playground. Because it's probably not a good idea.
So the kids' playground is so just you have
like. Like, you have the parents looking through in a window that obviously the kids cannot look through. Like, you know, those interrogation rooms. That's how I'm imagining it. It's all soundproofed. Or it could be, like, bent, like, what's the word? Like, budget. And it has loads of egg cartons on the wall. That's their soundproofing. And then parents are going to have, like, full soundproofing on while that happens.
No, they're walking like it's like a hazmat suit, but for sound. They're giving, like... Can you please pick up Charlie, please? Go again. I picked up Charlie.
That's the part-time minimum wage person coming in, like just trying to pick up the kids, get out of there as quickly as possible. Feel the reverberations in their suit.
Then fuck. Nah, but I've got a hole in my suit.
Like I said, I reckon.
I'm dying.
I reckon the deaf community would be banging. Not that they aren't already, but they'd be in jobs like they'd have. There'd be a market for it because then sign language would be quite prolific because it'd mean communication without being able to raise people's heart rate and people have noise cancelling headphones on all the time.
Yeah.
So you could get handsy.
no, classic Dan. Want to get handsy.
What?
Do you want to get handsy?
I didn't even think about that.
I want everybody to be handsy in this world.
Well, do you think, like, naturally, though, like, in terms of selection, if we developed this 15,000 years ago, would we go towards deafness, almost? Would we desire that?
Oh, kind of
what
Danny said.
Would it be a natural selection?
Yeah. Would we prefer that? But I'm thinking back to what you were saying about, like, Usain Bolt, and I do see there are big positives. If we could, like, escape predators with the help of some... drum beat.
With Gabba.
Yeah, with Gabba. Get away from that saber-toothed cat, mate. Just get the Gabba on.
Fucking hell, we're going a bit of Andy C. Go on.
I reckon we'd be smaller. I reckon we would evolve to be smaller. Right. Because smaller animals have higher heart rates.
They do.
Well, this is if we are somewhat changing the topic to strictly your heart rate.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I still want to go back to. So I think we really, really brushed this over.
Okay.
You said when I said your body part, if you had to have a specific for you individually,
right.
Danny, you said blinking.
I said.
I said penis.
Yeah.
I don't know. Macklin said blinking.
Yeah.
Equally. Obviously, Danny was just Danny.
That was about 10 minutes in, actually. Well done, Danny. You were quite quick with that sex reference.
I think it was six, honestly. I think it was even sooner. Oh, nice. Yeah, would you... Yeah, blinking. Please explain the whole...
Oh, theory. Honestly, I saw you bringing up the question at the time, and I was just like, God, Matt's blinking a lot, isn't he? Oh, shit. Like, what if it was, like, 140 beats a minute? Like you would just be...
It would be like that... Cadbury's advert, but rather than eyebrows, it'd be with your eyes.
Oh, and also extreme. Yeah.
It'd be very extreme. You'd probably have no eyes by the end of it.
I think I'll just listen to classical music all the time.
Yeah, I did think about that before. Classical music would be the shit.
Well, there are a few that are a bit...
I mean, there's plenty that are everywhere. There's the big ones.
Vivaldi.
Be pretty good, but don't get me wrong, there's quite a lot of them are fast paced as well, though, you know what I mean?
That's what I mean. There's what's the one with the cannons?
The cannons? Elaborate.
Shush, I don't know, I forgot what it's called. I'll recognise it when I hear it.
Yeah, I feel you.
If we're ever listening, if we're ever in a public space and we hear some classical music, I'll point it out. But till that day.
I feel like I would keep it to... I'm not thinking of genres here. I'm just going to think BPM. I think I'd be keeping a close eye on it. So 80 beats per minute is a lot, isn't it? But that's what I'd want it to be.
Yeah. If we're talking about your heart, that's pretty unhealthy.
Or 80?
Yeah. You want it to be 60 to 70. That's like a healthy BPM.
Your heart can go up to 130 without much strain, right? Like bad strain.
Nah, resting heart rate's 60 to 80. Like, 80's not bad.
No, I thought it was 60 to 70.
Nah, it's 60 to 80. 80's the upper, 80's the upper limit. Well, yeah, 80's the upper limit. That's far as I'm aware. Big boy. Apparently, if you're... if you're an athlete, I think you can get it down to like 50 or 40. Which
is Who was it? Steve Redgrave? Sir Steve Redgrave, the rower. His was insane. It was like, 40, 50.
That's mad.
Anyway, off topic again.
You couldn't go to sleep with this music. You couldn't go to sleep with any music on, though. That's...
just dancing in bed.
Switch it off, will you?
Steve Redgrave, there's a pensioner, Daniel Green, who his heart rate was as low as 30 beats per minute at one point, I think.
Was he smoking? Fuck me.
I don't know, but...
Just chill the fuck out. I want to be him.
Yeah. What's his name? We'll give him a shout out.
I'm trying to find it. It's not loading the...
Not loading the article. The
page.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, okay, let me throw another question out there. Do you reckon, Danny, could this affect animals? If it's affecting us...
Animals. Well, we are animals, so yeah. probably, but like it depends. It's your world, brother.
I'm gonna say though, if you say we had tails and maybe pouches, how would that? Would you want your tail to be the thing that's bouncing?
It depends on what animal it was, mate. Because if I was a monkey that relied on that tail, then no, because, I'd need it to survive.
You could drop to your death. That would be fun.
Yeah. So, before we segue onto my topic, I think I got that wrong. I think it was Steve Redgrave who was 30 beats per minute, and this other dude.
This pensioner, was it? Pensioner
with a low rate heart, but I don't know why. It won't low, but I've found a few more that said Steve Redgrave was pretty low.
Right, okay.
It says 36 beats per minute as a resting heart rate. What a mad guy.
That's mental.
Imagine being that healthy. Your bloodstream must be rich in oxygen. Your arteries and veins must be clean as a whistle so they could just float on through.
I mean, he was a gold medal Olympian. I'd hope so.
I'm guessing he wasn't a heavy smoker or anything like that.
Nah, I don't think he did many drugs or drank much.
I feel like he's never had a heavy lame weekend.
What a loser.
No, he's not. He's a gold medal Olympian. He's quite, by definition, a winner.
When was your last gold medal, Matt? Fuck.
Mr. 60 beats per minute.
No, I won year four 50 meter dash.
So. I went to Beijing and I had a good time, but I didn't get it. I was just watching, to be honest.
Mate, that's a totally different story, mate. Yeah. Totally different, Box Frog.
Are we segueing?
But yeah, we'll segue right onto my one.
Cool.
So. This is where we put in the new sound. So my question, or my thought this time around, as all men know from women, that carrying a baby is a bit of a bitch. Takes quite a while, roughly 9 months, and then they've got to squeeze a fully grown baby out of the vagina. Or, get a C-section.
Or shoot out both ends, which isn't fun. Which is...
What?
Have you heard about those poor women who have had to go through the anus as well as the vagina? Have you heard about that? It rips.
Oh, even in the mouth?
No.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Go out both ends. Mate, honestly, that happens way more. Yeah. That's very, very common.
It's not great.
That's very common.
I'll let Mac, I think you've got your biology very wrong.
I'm going to have to say, they are on the same end.
But I mean, both ends are biologically speaking. The other end, that's the third end.
Macklin, on your planet, do they give birth through both ends?
Four ends, actually.
There you are, son.
Through the ears.
Oh, she's having a baby! Okay. We digress.
Yep. 9 months.
What if we didn't have to do that? What if females didn't have to do that? What if we were marsupials and we could have the baby in the fetal stage of the baby-making cycle and then put it in a little pouch and let it grow from there, let it go a bit bigger. You'll have some You'll have some tits in the pouch, or teats, and they can suckle on the teats, and you, the female will provide nutrition that way. And then the baby will grow and grow and grow and then be a normal baby.
So are you saying we only have the pouch of a marsupial?
No, no, I'm saying we are active marsupials. So we'd have the baby at like, I don't know, 3 months in. And then you, or 4 months, then you've got to have the remaining 6 to 5 months in the pouch growing up.
Yeah, but it's going to be purely, okay, so we're still humans in the human shape. We just have the gestation period, the cycle of a marsupial with a pouch.
Yeah.
I'm getting it. I'm picking up what you're putting down. Well, I think that
would sure, be insane. I'm sure you'll come up with some ridiculous name to call this homo something.
Homo pouches.
Marsupial, you know what I mean? You'll come up with some crazy kooky name.
Well, all I know is from watching videos of kangaroos and the sort, the babies, when they're first, the fetal little worms, they're the size of the nipple, aren't they? I've seen videos where they attach to a nipple that is the size of them.
They're the, wow.
That's kind of. There's, so, as we know, or as you should know, if you ever watched an animal-related program to do with Australia, marsupials are most prominent in Australia, mainly because they got split up from the Latin American, so South America continent, absolute years ago, mate, time ago.
Fucking
hell. And back in they there. Didn't really have any, yeah, they didn't really have any predators on to combat the marsupials, so they became the most dominant type of mammal in Australia, like kangaroos, koalas, there's quite a lot of wombats. I think wombats are also in the America though, things like that.
So they just really thrived in Australia. Is that just Australia or Australasia?
Australasia, I'm not really sure. I know New Zealand has a fair amount of marsupials as well.
Yeah, that's cool.
Nice. So, I mean...
Matt, it sounds like there's a Hoover going on in your house.
That would be my laptop. Ooh, Audacity. Ooh, the thing she does to
that is some hot stuff, baby.
Also, yeah, this room is currently... I would not want to be in my mother's pouch in this room because I would be a puddle of sweat at the bottom of that pouch. Because this is a very wham room. But yeah, my first thought when you brought this up the other day... This is where my mind went. Do you know how there's the TLC weird people? Like, my weird life story. Yeah. It's like the 13-year-olds that are still breastfeeding. Would it be seen as taboo if there's, like, 13-year-olds still chilling in their mother's pouches and stuff like that?
I don't think they'd fit, bruv.
No,
you never know, though. Like,
I'm just imagining, like, the 13-year-old marsupial homo just going head first into the pouch upside down. That's the only way I could see that working.
Fully naked, feral. It's like...
Yeah, mate. Breastfeeding would be completely different. Like, rather than just, you know, getting your tit out and letting your baby suck on it, if this is talking in the case of if someone's breastfeeding a little later on in life than the average baby, they'd just be, like, holding a baby head first into this little pouch whilst it's...
Like Spider-Manning. He's Spider-Manning the teat.
Oh, God, yeah.
Doesn't sound practical for a little while. I don't know.
You'd have to have, like, a harness. Do you know how you've got the baby-carrying harnesses? Like, you have, like, the baby on the front of the body. You'd have to have that, but just, like...
Upside down.
180.
All right, so here's something for you. Would we have the pouch on our front or back?
You can have on back. The back. Is that a thing? In the... natural
the
world.
Reason I asked this, the majority of the time, no. The majority of the time, it is on the front. As far as my knowledge currently goes, there's one that I know of, there's probably more, that does have it on the back, and that's because it swims. And it keeps its back, obviously, above the water, so water doesn't get in the little pouch.
Yeah, that'd be very inconvenient.
Oh, wait, yeah, how would we shower?
What do you mean?
Because if you've got a fetus in a little pouch, the pouch can fill up with water.
Oh, you have a bath. but like make
that's
sure
that's even worse.
No. if it's low water, like you don't have to fill up the tub. But if you fill up the tub, you're gonna kill your kid. But you can wash yourself. No,
you really sponge, have a bath.
You'd have to do a sponge bath, wouldn't you? You'd have to wait. So is it only female marsupials that have pouches? I'm guessing yes.
Yeah.
So it would still be. So still. So maybe you just have. Yeah, you'd have to get.
Sound of Danny Elation right there.
Oh, mate, the reason I got so excited, because I get to talk about what you guys class as my favourite topic. Uh-huh. I get to talk about sex. males, they make the vagina and the penis of the marsupials is slightly different, to say the least.
He's on their fucking head or something.
No.
Dickhead.
So, right, they've got, it's called a bifurcated penis.
Nice.
Which means it's separated into two columns, so the penis has two ends. Because the female's got two vaginas. What? Now this I did not know. Does this mean we're gonna have two vaginas
and two penises? Well, God, one penis.
Double the sex.
And two. It's split in half the penis. I don't know how I feel about that.
On a moral level?
On a complete moral level. Like, what's going on there? But
I
just don't know how I feel about that. But if I've got a back pouch, I guess, but it's not going to be me, it's going to be the girl, so that's okay. Unless the vagina's located somewhere completely rogue. I don't know how I'm feeling about this reality, morally speaking.
This is a quote from Wikipedia. The female reproductive system of a marsupial. Female marsupials have two lateral vaginas, which lead to separate uteri, but both open externally through the same orifice. A third canal, the medial vagina, is used for birth. This canal can be transitionary or permanent. Some marsupial species are able to store sperm in the oviduct after mating.
What? These are what?
That's mad.
They can store... Wait, so you saying that they can have two children at once every time? This is what I'm... that's what I'm hearing. If they've got two uteri... Well, yeah, two uteruses. Uteri? That means that they're guaranteed to have two kids every time. Surely.
Is that maybe so? Not guaranteed, but I think it's more... I think it's more... I think it's more likely that they do that. Mainly because... when they give birth, the animal itself doesn't have limbs to put it in the pouch, so the fetus itself has to move into the pouch.
I've seen it happen, well, not with my own eyes, but...
To do that, the animals usually lick from where the baby's going to come out to the pouch, so it leaves a little scent trail.
I was about to fetus say, can like wriggle a bit its of way a, like a slip and slide as well. Helps it lubricate its path all the way to the pouch. No, that's so.
Well,
it's
usually Yeah, it's fair enough.
Okay, well, I would like. Yeah, I think this would be quite fun. I mean, it'd be quite chill to kind of bless inside your mum's pouch for a bit.
So, if we had a back pouch, how does that licking stuff work?
We wouldn't have a back pouch.
We'd definitely have a front pouch.
Right. Okay.
And realistically, as humans, we could just pick them up and put them in. This is what leads on to what my initial thought was. If there was women who had active teats without the need to be inseminated, without the need to be pregnant, surely being a surrogate mother would be more common.
Well, you could just at least have like four fetuses in your pouch.
You could literally, yeah. And...
Oh, give that here, thanks, love. Oh, fucking, I'm too right. Fucking have that one. Oh, wow. I'm stuffed.
Booked out.
I need them. My tits are active as fuck.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. Like, you could be babysitting and, yeah, like, being a surrogate mother would be, yeah. You could just walk around with five fetuses inside you.
But, all right, here's a bit of a grim thought.
Mm-hmm.
For anybody who's infertile or before they hit puberty as a female, would you just use it as a pocket?
Yeah, I would.
Also,
a skin pocket. I'd love that.
Surely it would be hairy. Surely there'd be pubes down there.
No, there's not. Have you not seen a marsupial? The inside of a marsupial pouch is like a skin sack.
I thought it was like absolutely revolting, like bodily stuff going. Like, there's a lot of bodily functions going on in there.
Yeah, it's like the exterior. Imagine like the exterior of your body.
Nah, I'm pretty certain there's fair in there, mate.
There's fair? Hey, there's fair in there, is there?
There's
fair. There's fair.
Well, there's not in a kangaroo one, there ain't.
This is what I mean. I think it's pretty. It's a nice, snuggly, warm pocket.
Right.
It sounds like my kind of pocket, mate.
Get me involved.
All right, so I know.
Oh, wait.
I'm
just googling images. They look fucking weird. It's just like a hole with babies in it. It's so bizarre.
It's inspired me to Google.
You could fit a small person in there, like a fully grown, you know, a small person.
You have to fit their tail.
No, you can't.
Yeah, but then you could have like a really funny, like you could play pranks on people. You'd have like a really deep voice coming from your belly, like, hello.
It's just a prank, bro. Ha ha ha. I'm just a tiny person. Ha 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 ha.
You could hide things in there, though.
Yeah.
Do you reckon?
You could take someone's phone and do them dirty.
What about drug smuggling, mate?
Would that count as a cavity search, though? If you were drug smuggling and you...
Yeah. It is a cavity and it will be searched. Also, do you want to see if... I'm going to show you a quick photo of a koala in a pouch.
Oh, that's so adorable.
Like he's got a hood on, but it's actually his mum.
That's what I mean. It'd be so cocky. You'd be there just like snuggled up, just like sticking your head out when you wanted to.
You're going to be in your mum's flesh pocket, mate.
What's the, like, okay, I'm really close to the microphone here, but what's going on there to the edge of the kangaroo Joey's ear? Like, it looks like a leg. Or it looks like the tail.
Yeah, they kind of get shoved in if they got quite a few. If it's a full house.
Yeah,
anyway, showing an image, listeners, to the two boys. But
you'd be wounded if you had triplets, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Mate, it would be heavy. You need some kind of back brace.
Okay, so we've been talking a lot about...
Or just a bigger cavity.
But we've been talking a lot about childbirth, but how would professional boxing be in this world?
What? We're not actual kangaroos.
Well, I feel like we've got a few kangaroo traits, so would we not inherit things like claw action? I don't know. Like,
we're just
doing pouches. Is that what we're saying now?
And we're not. Why would we have tails? Where are you getting tails from?
I thought we were doing tails. Anyway, we're just doing pouches.
No, strictly pouches, mate. Not all we're marsupials, mate. Not all marsupials have tails.
What do you sell here? Strictly pouches. Nothing but.
And
pouches.
Also, what? Why do we generalise it to kangaroo? There's bear. There's fucking loads of
what? The wombats are Wimbledon and wombling free. But yeah.
What
age would it be? Just like, what age would you get kicked out, do you reckon?
When you fucking can do shit on your own.
You reckon? Breastfeeding, though.
As people, probably not the best. Yeah, but you can get back in.
Why would you not just want us chilling there?
It's not... I don't think it's your choice at a certain point. I think your mum would be like, come on, mate. It's time.
That's
you're
saying.
Heavy now.
Like, there'd be different families. Like, there'd be stricter, like more pushy parents that would be like, no, get out at the age of one. But maybe if there's a more loving... It gets the weirder bits, but like...
Oh, mate, it'd be a bit weird if like you had a big family because then you could get like in your auntie's pouch as well. Or you'd be like, where's Tommy? You'd be like, oh, he's over here. Just like in your nan's pouch or something.
Yeah, I think that would be, I think it'd be so normalised though. You wouldn't even... How much more
it'd be the shared tribe pouch type thing. Like every woman will look after a child in its tribe. Fair?
Yeah. I think it would be, your families would be a lot tighter.
Oh, mate, how would you be transgender? How would that work? If you were transitioning from male to female, would you have to get a pouch
put in? Ripped open. Your skin just ripped out. We get sewn on. Are we furry at this point, or is it a skin foot pouch?
I don't know.
Because the furry ones are cute. If you literally just had a flap of skin.
I think it'd be inside it, like you said, it'd be a bit of a flesh pocket. But I think there would be pubes around it.
Yeah.
I think it would be like hairy around the pocket.
Like on the rim. Like when you make a margarita or something. or a mojito, you put sugar around the rim. It'd be like that, but with pubes.
Yeah. A bit like a bumhole that you can crawl in.
Oh. Well, it depends, mate. If you're brave enough, any bumhole you can crawl in. The sky's the limit.
Fucking hell.
But yeah, no, I don't know. I think it would be... I'd like this world. I think it'd be a lot more intimate. Like, there'd be a lot more...
There'd be a lot more snuggling.
Yeah, the matriarchal system would be so much more strong, if that makes sense. Like, because you would be, yeah. Like... Your kid, you'd give your kid to, like, yeah, your mum or your... Even your... Whatever. Your grandma. And then they'd get in and be like, oh, grandma's looking after... It'd be a lot easier to look after a baby, do you know what I think?
But, okay.
Yes. Hold on. I'll go on, Macklin.
Well, okay, so we have 9 months as the human species as is, and, like, sorry, explain this again. So we basically have sex as these marsupials, and how long will it be until a child is born and needing to go to the pouch?
I said about 3-4 months.
Okay, and then they're pretty tiny. They're basically, like, what they're size are they?
They're in fetus stage at this point.
Yeah, like, say maybe the size. 5 inches long.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No. All right, let's have a look at about three-month-old baby, or fetus size.
Oh. In relation to that image that I was asking you guys about, that is actually, it was a kangaroo, and its hind legs were popping out behind it somehow.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, mate. If you got a full house, limbs are popping out.
It's crazy.
Yo, that's piss easy.
What?
All right, since apparently this is the most critical stage of development, but at 3 months, you're about 10 centimetres, mate.
Hmm.
3 to 4 inches.
Oh, an inch off. Wow. Yeah. 3 to 4 inches. Yeah, mate, that's tiny. Pick it up, pop it in, bish bash, and just carry on with your daily life. I think, mate, life would be a lot easier.
What I have been trying to think of, and I probably should have researched this prior, what happens to the waste?
Ooh, eat it.
Oh.
Do you, if the baby pisses and poos in the flesh pocket, as I've been where does it go?
Maybe they just I don't know how it works, but maybe they don't just excrete anything.
They will. If something goes in, something's got to come out.
Hmm. Okay.
Because in a human, obviously the circulatory system is all connected. So I think it literally gets filtered out through the mother's blood, all the waste, if I am correct. Because babies don't shit.
Not in... But that's because they've got the umbilical cord, though.
Yeah. Maybe they just... don't know. Collects. Maybe you've got to have like a little scoop or something.
A kangaroo, Joey, is toilet trained from birth. So that's making me think. This is from findanyanswer.com. So I don't know how credible a source they are. But I'm thinking the baby just swivel around.
Them. No, they're proper credible, they are.
Proper credible,
My lecturer used them once.
So basically, I'm feeling like the baby just swivels its anus mid whatever and then just goes for shit.
Maybe you've got to do a handstand.
Well, apparently, I'm going to read it word for word.
Okay, I've got what you've got. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Apparently, a female kangaroo cleans her pouch by licking it out.
Okay. Oh, God. Stinky.
So, Matt, surely you still love this world, yeah?
It stinks. It's a smelly world. It's stinky.
I mean, we could just solve the problem of showering and having piss and shit in the pouch by taking the fetus out, putting it on the side, getting a shower, putting it back in.
Well, give it to grandma. Give it to grandma. Then you can get
it. Give it to
grandma.
Give it the bloke that put the baby in you in the first place.
Yeah, but he hasn't got a warm, fleshy pouch for it to be safe.
Well, yeah, but he's... He can have a makeshift pouch, just make a handbag and then strap it to his neck or something.
Maybe, yeah. Or maybe we'd both...
In my world, the father's too busy being a boxing champion and fighting gladiators.
Mike Tyson.
Speaking of your world, we'll segue towards your one.
All right.
What have you been saying to
me? Well, yeah, talking of shit.
Let me hit you up. Transition noise. Have you guys ever been in that situation where you're just like walking on a nice pavement, maybe a bit of an average or a shit pavement, to be fair, and then you're like, oh, I'm just minding my own business, having a good day. It's going to be Saturday. Oh, yeah, perfect. Looking forward to the weekend. You fucking step on something, and guess what? It's fucking dog shit. The worst form of litter that we as humans are in close contact with. And what's so... hold on. So what would a world be like if we had a dedicated police force? I know we have things called poo wardens or dog wardens, but what if we actually... what if we had like a totalitarian fucking police force that will shoot on sight if you let your dog shit, right, and you don't pick up within a minute? That's my what could have been question.
We could go into that. Just to clarify, I think there's a slightly worse version of litter. In my opinion, picking up your dog shit, putting it in a bag, and then leaving the bag with the shit in it.
Oh, don't get me started.
Anyway, if you're going to leave it, just leave it, because then it'll get washed away with rain or animals will eat it. If you pick up your dog shit in a bag and then leave the shit in the bag, like hung on a fence or just in the wild, you are the worst type of person.
Stop listening to this podcast now. Just fucking click off, you piece of shit.
I literally do. Honestly, we don't want you as a listener. We do not want you. We don't. You are a shit person. You belong in the bag. You're a dick. You're such a dick.
You hop in, like the pouch, hop into that fucking bag.
Think about what you did. About what you did in that little shit pouch bag. Fucking piece of crap. All right, anyway. So, yeah. Thanks, Danny, for that PSA. That needed to be said.
Clearly hit a spot there.
Fucking nerve. So, this happened to me last Saturday. And it's just so annoying, because I think it's one of those things that can be very, you know, it's very preventable. So, I just...
Wait, hold on. Yeah. You don't like stepping in shit?
Surprisingly not.
I like feeling it between my toes like Play-Doh.
But yeah, I mean, what would this world be like, guys? I mean, what do you think this police force...
Mate,
who would hire... Yeah, it would be tense. You wouldn't want to have a dog, or at least I wouldn't want to have a dog. I feel like I would go wrong.
Mate, you would triple check every single time that you had poo bag. Because if that your dog had a shit and you didn't have it, you'd be like, oh god, oh boy.
Yeah, you can actually...
I'd already get
you
on
can
my
actually head. Get fined for that right now. If you left your front door and you didn't have bags, and then someone asked you, that's a poo warden, you can get fined £100. But I don't think that's good enough.
Isn't it 1,000?
Nah, so it's a...
Is that for the actual shitting?
So in the UK, if I caught you as a poo warden and you just started walking away...
The fuck are these poo wardens? What do they look like?
Supposedly, they've been picked up by like 90% of the councils across the UK. I've not seen fucking one of them. I don't think they...
Imagine being a poo. Imagine growing up.
That's what I was thinking.
I don't think you aspire to it. I think you fall into it.
Oh, I don't know. I think...
What do you do for a living? Yeah, I'm a poo warden. I'm a shit chief.
Shit sergeant.
I'm a chief fire shit marshal.
I'm a feces officer.
I to be honest though,
I'm a crab corporal.
I think it's kind of like one of those positions, because this society takes it so seriously. You would probably be kind of admired in your community. It's like, oh yeah, fair play. You're doing a good job. You're doing God's work or some shit like that. Pardon the pun. And like with that, I think a 5-year-old wouldn't aspire to it, but they would, as you kind of say, fall into it. I don't know. Like, what would they be wearing? That's another question.
I think it'd be quite glamorous. I think it'd be quite
glamorous.
Well, if you're saying it's to the extreme that it's like SWAT teams or like really like military based operation where people are making sure people pick up the shit.
You're saying SWAT teams. So this is taking training to become a poo warden.
This is intense.
You are the crack team in the military.
The way I see it is there's going to be three camps. So you have the SWAT team, who's on the ground, boots on the ground, their reaction force. And then you have the CCTV teams. They're like constantly monitoring. They've got drones.
The eye in the sky.
The eye in the sky. They've got... I don't know if helicopters would even be worth it, but let's just say they take it that seriously. That's one group. And then the last group are the dog poo survivor hotels. So, or Paradise Land. Let me elaborate. So you've got like, what? You've got a repeat offender and they just don't pick up after their dog. And let's just say they didn't get shot on the site and they're pulled up. If they do it like a few times, sort of like the three strikes and you're out rule, their dog will be taken away from them. I think that.
Oh. Yeah.
So then these dogs, you don't want to fucking mess up with their mental health. You want to give them a good life. You want to put them somewhere, maybe relocate them eventually, but in the interim,
you can just rehome them.
Yeah. You could rehome them, but you need to do, this is a serious society. They need to do some serious checks. Are you ready for another dog? I don't know. You didn't bring your poo bags out last Wednesday. Wait. Like, what's wrong with you? I don't think I can trust you.
Getting a dog would be harder than getting a fucking gun in the States.
Exactly,
mate,
exactly.
In this world. You'd have to go through regulations to get a doggy bite.
We need to do some background checks on you, sir. Hmm, yeah.
I'm
seeing.
He had a dog when he was 5, and he was out of running with the poo patrol back in Cambridgeshire.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We're going to have to see if he's got any relatives.
Can I check your receipts? Have you bought poo bags in the last month?
Yeah, I'm going to have to call.
Are you a responsible owner?
Yeah, I'm going to have to call the poo chief marshal of your recent residence and see what's going on there.
Oh, no, please don't. I had it running with him last week. I swear I got some poo bags.
My girlfriend just really wants a shih tzu, okay? Fuck. I'm so getting dumped. So basically, there's this third division that look after the dogs that are in the interim of this very harsh background check soaked reality.
I want to be there. That's me.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah. Okay.
I want to be in the doggy heaven. I'm also picturing a totalitarian state where this is a whole scheme set up by you, Macklin. You don't actually give a shit about the fact there's dog shit. It's just you want all the dogs and you're sitting there with your throne. Surrounded by dogs, like, ha 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 ha.
You've actually.
This was my master plan.
You've actually given me my own Illuminati fucking group, and I love you for it, Matt. Thank you. Yeah, that is my grand plan. I want all the dogs.
Who's picking up the shit in dog heaven, bro?
Ah.
They're out of shit wherever they want. It's dog heaven.
No,
that's beside the point. But. I don't know, actually. Yeah, it's a good question. I haven't thought about that. Ensuite.
No, but do you know how like the wealthy elite don't have to conform to any of society's standards? That's like the doggy version of this.
Yeah.
Once they get to this level, they've transpired.
People
transcended.
Transcended, yeah, society, and now they're allowed to.
So I think
then you can poo wherever you want, son. You're
go
in heaven
on, man.
Now.
Go on, little Willy. You can pee wherever you want.
Really? Are you poo anyway?
I think
there's not going to be a fucking SWAT team behind me. The dog must be terrified, mate. Imagine he's just had a shit and like 2 minutes later his owner's not picked up. There's a fucking van with loads of armed officers coming out. Get your shit! Get on the floor and pick up your shit! The dog's just like, what the hell's going on?
Of course, traumatic, yeah. That's why they have to go to doggy heaven, because they've just been traumatized.
Yeah.
Well. Rehabilitated for having a shit. You can poo anywhere, Tommy. The world's your oyster. The world's your litter box.
Little Willie hasn't shat in 5 years.
Do you think that the SWAT team dogs would be like very noticeably like battle hardened and like destroyed and traumatized when they meet these new dogs that get newly traumatized? It'd be like,
they never shit, mate.
Yeah, they. They've been genetically modified never to shit. God, what have I done?
There's definitely some underground. Yeah, there's definitely some government genetically modified experiments going on.
That's
Jim. He's not shit for 12 years. He's got really intense PTSD from the first time he shat and his owner was killed.
And he's 18 now, so that was 6 years of build up. That was a pretty big explosion. Yeah, goddamn. Don't want to be that guy.
He was a good kid.
Yeah, I mean.
Would you. I would like to think that there'd be some thrill seekers in the world that just take out a stick. They take out a stick and they like the little rush of blood that they can do to try and flick the shit underneath a bush and before the CCTV and the eye in the sky saw.
Yeah, I think.
That little rush of blood, it'd be like Red Bull extreme sports.
So I've heard of a real life thing where people can detect, like they take a sample of that shit that's flung underneath a bush and they can build a picture from the DNA left in that poo and that excrement, and they can actually make a wanted dog poster. So if we want to get really totalitarian so the details that it can pick up are the dog's eye color and even its snout length, and it can even like detect about its weight, it's kind of general physical condition.
How?
I don't know. It's one of the sources that I read. It's just
some people really like poo, Danny.
But no, even if we could, because if we could do this, surely we could do this with people as well.
So this was an article from like 3 years ago, and they were like, there were councils thinking about doing it, but it is still quite expensive.
Just thinking of this biologically, if I'm not saying this isn't real because you claim that it is, and I just want to question it. To be able to do this, surely we need a complete genome of the dog, because then when we extract DNA from the excrement, mm-hmm. we can map the DNA through whatever tissue or whatever stuff we find in their poo. But then we'd have to map it into a known genome of the dog and all the other variants of the genome for eye color, type of, like, it's not a species of dog.
And we have that already.
We have that in spades.
Now we do.
Yeah, I mean, you would be hard-pressed to find this a few decades ago. But
that's mad. That's fucking mental. All
right, genome sequencing, baby.
Yeah, I know, but like, just for fucking dog shit to pick up.
So the main reason they would like, I found this was because it was a campaign just to make people think twice about letting their dog shit everywhere. And it seemed to have worked in a few local areas. Like, an average was just over 40% of people that, like, they found, 40% uptake in people not leaving dog shit so much. So, you know, it was pretty successful. But obviously, obviously with this world, no expense is spared. Everything's going. Like, if you're one of these stick flingers, which I'll call you, you outlaw bandits, we're gonna find you and we're gonna get the helicopters on you. We're gonna fucking shotgun you in your house while you're sleeping. It's gonna get pretty intense for you terrible people. But I do think, like, if you're on the fringes of society, like, if you could, I like to think there's probably like a hippie tribune. Who want to, like, stop the oppressors. There's probably going to be a massive... This is factionalism completely. But I think they would definitely be trying to stay in the fringes and let the dog shit everywhere, and they'll probably be...
They'd be collecting the dog shit to fling back at the police. That would be their weapon of choice. It would be dog shit.
And that's it. Like, I was thinking, the people that are dog police, they're not going to want to touch dog shit for their lives. So it is, like, the ultimate weapon to use against them.
So these kids, is it like a vicious cycle where people, so maybe you were walking with like one of your parents, you're walking the dog when you were younger, and then you got stopped by the shit police because of a shit, and then that emotional scarring then caused that kid to grow up and become a shit poo policeman.
All right.
I'm going to be a
policeman. Turning that on its head.
Yeah.
Imagine if you were saying that it'd be the ultimate weapon for the people in the poo patrol. What if there was an inside man? It was a bit like a Dexter. There was someone who really liked shit, like really liked dog shit. So they were the one who collected it and was like, we're going to have to take this back to the lab. And ended up just having like a collection of dog feces at home.
There must be a name for someone that actually...
There would be.
There must be a name for someone who actually obsessively loves dog shit out there. Like what? Like a... The opposite of a kleptomaniac.
Peter.
No,
kleptomaniac.
It's the opposite of that.
What isn't kleptomaniac? Sorry?
That's someone... Someone.
So that's kleptomaniac... You enjoy stealing.
Is that it? I thought kleptomaniac was someone who'd been wearing a mask since 2010. Like, they're completely afraid of...
What the...
Wait, what are you on about? No.
No, that's a hypochondriac.
Oh, no, yeah. No, is that... Yeah, you're right. It is about stealing. Anyway, there must be a name for someone who obsessively loves dog shit, but that's beside the point. There probably would be an inside man that would be wanting to tarnish things from the inside.
That would all come crumbling down.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I think they could make a lot of money. I honestly, this world is a bit...
I don't know how the economy works.
I like thinking of the idea that they've got all this investment and they're not looking at other crimes.
No, they're not.
Using all this. infrastructure to stop other shit. It's literally just for dog shit.
It is just for dog shit. And then there is...
Macklin, what happened to you? No, I want to know what happened to you for this thought to come in. Did you step in
shit?
Dog...
He literally stood in shit. That was it.
And it was my newest pair of trainers. So I was out for blood, basically.
Mate, you became one of the police shit, man.
Only for that day. I've gotten over it since. I did a good job. But I just found it to be kind of funny. It felt like thinking about this world is just fucking crazy because there's just no regard for any other kind of crimes you say. It's just fucking funny.
Yeah, murder. Don't worry about it.
Hey, as long as you didn't let a dog shit right next to the corpse, we're fine. All right. But if there was one, we're gonna have to get some chalk around the shit. All right. Tell me where it is. Map it out. I've seen people spray paint.
Right. So
fucking shit. It's weird.
I did a little.
What?
Yeah. Just the mark
Luton.
It out.
The mad things you see in Luton.
No, this isn't Camden.
No, you do see this is a lot of people spray paint dog shit just to make it like.
Just to make a point.
But
yeah.
I did a little bit of digging on the genetic markers of the dog poo.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, the test kits cost about $40 to $60, or no, $40 to $60, should I say?
Right.
For the initial collection of DNA, and then each additional collection is like $15. But Jesus, the main thing that I would say was. The company that does the testing says it uses 16 genetic markers to identify a match.
Right.
So it'll of the whole genome, there'll be 16 distinct like sections that it'll look for.
Yeah.
And the probability of another dog having the same 16 is 44 sextillion.
Oh God, geez. So mate, it's pretty accurate. Sheesh.
And sextillion's obviously my favourite number.
Yeah. How many zeros is that? How many bummers is that?
I didn't even know it was a thing, mate.
No, I've never heard of that. Sextillion.
It's a lot of zeros.
I thought Googleplex was the fucking biggest.
Googleplex?
Alright. 1,000 raised to the 7th power. Basically 10 to the 21. Apparently.
10 to the 21 to the 420.
Damn.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Well, yeah, no, I would not be buying a dog in this world. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
The one time that I do, I have occasionally forgotten. And just that one time,
mm-hmm.
that one time, you forget it. It's not worth it. It's not worth dying over.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
I don't think there would be any room for sympathy, but I think that's mostly because when I was thinking about it, I was like, this is my newest pair of shoes. And I've never owned a dog, so I can't super identify with that forgetting the bag, but yeah, anyway, I feel for you. I feel for the owners that get shot in this alternate reality every day, but you did commit a crime and it's a pretty serious one. You should think about what you did in dog hell. Thanks. Yeah, perfect.
Beautiful. Should we wrap this baby up then?
Yeah,
the final bow on book one.
Oh my God, we now have a skin pocket for dog bags. Mate, you could have a dog.
Oh yeah, there's no excuse.
Yeah, there's no issue.
Mate, that is grim. Imagine having the...
I already have some in here anyway. I may as well pick it.
If you forgot to take your fetus out, or you had the baby and you forgot to take your poo bags out...
Mm. Yeah.
But would you, okay, if you didn't have a fetus in there, would you, in an emergency, your dog was shitting, fuck, I've got a pee, would you just put the dog in the pouch?
Oh.
I reckon, actually, that's a good question. I reckon if you've had a kid before, maybe, because it'd be normalised to have shit in there.
I will say,
which wasn't brought up before, humans and dog shit is a pretty bad mix. It can cause blindness in some serious cases, or asthma, because of a dog.
Hold on,
there's this thing called I can't remember what it's called.
No, hold on. Before you delve into that, if there's a dog shit on the floor and I then shit on the dog shit, I'm not gonna go blind. Like, how is it dangerous? Like, in what sense? Like, do I have to ingest it?
Yeah.
Does the dog have to eat? Like, what do you mean it's dangerous?
Ingest it. So in some way,
I can't lie.
Yeah, no, I don't think I'm not eating my own shit.
No,
I'm not eating anybody else's shit.
But
so the chance of me mixing their dog shit with somebody else's shit and then ingesting it are slim.
But I don't think,
Danny, it's not mixing shit. It's like just dog shit and humans
being around. Like, it's just mistakes. Rubbing can be
dog
made.
Shit in you and eating dog shit.
I was baffled. You said human shit though. I swear.
Yeah. So there's human shit with your kids if they're shitting at the bottom of the pouch. If you've just had a child and then for some reason you left the child with the dad or a relative, and then you went out to walk the dog And then it's like, oh shit, I forgot my dog bags. Then you put your dog in there, and then you're mixing out, like, you're cleaning out your bag later. I mean, your pouch later. That just seems like a bad mix, biologically speaking, like, that you could avoid.
Well, you're not doing anything. You're putting the shit and you're disposing of it.
You are disposing of it.
I think you'll be fine.
But I think...
I'm not rubbing it all over me. I'm not yeah, doing a face mask from the shit in the pouch.
But I imagine the pouch isn't... I imagine the skin's probably permeable. Like, you probably absorb nutrients.
That's what I'm thinking. Through there. As well. That's not good.
So if you put shit in there, you might... Yeah, no. Sorry, well, guys. Yeah. You completely baffled me. Yeah. I thought you said you're mixing human shit and dog shit. It's still very weird.
Yeah. So you could go... But, we could go to that extreme, I guess. That's... How long have you been talking about this already? Fucking 4 minutes. That's like most of the end. Oh, wow.
Imagine if we put a chihuahua in there.
Ooh.
Oh god! Yeah, no, that would be the new version of parasite. <Mate,
laughs> imagine if you had a feet. Imagine if the thing that twitched to the BPM was the hole to your fucking nostril hole.
Just suffocate the child.
You'd have some. Shit. You might have some very fat children, or very very nourished children.
Oh, mate. I can't believe it's taken me this long to mention it, but there'd be a kink for fucking the skin flap. There'd be a kink for having sex with the marsupial hole in there.
Just being in there. It's like kind of having your hand in there.
Oh my god. Yeah, do you reckon...
Sticking your head in it.
Imagine having your penis inside the woman, putting your hand in the marsupial hole and wanking yourself off.
I don't think that's quite how it works, but...
It's like an
maybe
inverse tit wank.
Close enough to the vagina.
What the fuck?
That's so weird!
Wait, hold on. Do marsupial females have tits like normally, like we have teats and
no, they're no, inside.
They're just all
no,
inside.
They're in. Oh yeah,
you know what I mean.
We wouldn't have tits. It'd be a.
Would be a different be a world.
Oh, that's sad. Okay, no, I don't want this world anymore.
Fuck that.
I'm out.
Right, if there's no tits, I'm not having it, mate.
Oh, can you?
No tits, no.
That's boobs. What it took. That's the realization that tits would not be a thing. You're like, right, game over.
Yeah, it's happening out.
Is there anything else that we can combine right now? There's no tails.
I'm just a bit.
I'm just thinking, like. Yeah, no, I don't know. Can't think of anything else that could.
If you were like randomly allocated your legs to. You imagine that, like a KK, your legs were the things that moved when the BPM went, whatever you listened to music, and you had like a little kid inside your pouch.
Yeah.
And you just started just fucking bombing it.
Mm-hmm.
That kid, mate, he's flung out. You gotta be careful. You gotta be even more careful. Once if you trip over, or like you suddenly like, have a little spasm and land on your pouch, mate, you're making a little jam sandwich. That's all.
I didn't even think about that. If you fell over and you had a little baby in there, or if someone hit you in the stomach.
That's a joke.
I mean, that's not good regardless. If you're pregnant and someone does that, it's not a good thing, but you're a bit more exposed when you're in the little pouch.
I mean, don't go around punching pregnant women in the stomach.
No, please, no. Womb.
But you could...
But yeah, just don't punch anyone.
You could have things...
Yeah, just don't punch anyone.
You could have things like public transport, though, couldn't you? Where that could happen more easily by accident. That would be bad.
Well, if someone was playing music out loud, would that be another case? Like, in this world, you've got all the CCTV. Would that be one of the other... If someone was playing Gabba, that would be another one of the... The Poo Patrol was also the Gabba brigade.
The Fun Police. They're shutting down the tunes.
Yeah, literally.
You've got illegal sounds going on right now. You have to turn them off.
I like to think...
Everyone's just their heart racing.
I like to think the dog.
Yeah, could you?
I like to think the dog wardens are just walking past, allowing the gabber to happen. Like it's just a blatant war crime. Hey, any dog shit about? Nah, that's all right. Oh, no, it's fine. Keep playing.
Well, did their hearts explode?
You could just play a slower BPM tune, much louder.
What is because?
Oh yeah.
Just over dominate maximum the impact. Fast beat tune and like.
Oh, right, yeah. You're saying, right, yeah, I guess. Well, once you've got two, then, like, your heart's trying to figure out if it's beating at 200 BPM or 120
Holy
BPM.
Shit, yeah. Being a DJ would be ruthless, because if you manage to fuck it up...
If you skip a beat, you'd kill everyone. Two tunes. Potentially.
That's what I mean. Your tunes would be playing off-centre, or your tunes weren't aligned. Your heart could go...
Well, mate, what happens if you, like, span the disc? If you did a... You span the disc, you reloaded. You reload everyone.
Oh God.
That would actually be how, you know, sipping the Kool-Aid, that guy who killed like a whole cult, his whole cult.
Jonestown.
Yeah, if you had that, but with DJ equipment, that would be what you've just described.
Final load, just a reload. And then everyone just goes, yeah, just convulses.
Shit.
And there you go.
We've just Jonestowned at the end of the podcast, guys. How are we feeling?
I think that's the strongest way to finish Bilk 1. Honestly.
Holy you fuck. Can't do a Scouse accent at all. You just emphasize Bilk. The thing. It's Bilk.
Bilk.
Bilk. The end of it.
Bilk 1. Well, there you go. Yeah, no, the perfect way to finish this book would be to start a cult, I reckon.
No.
So come join us in the Shires of Luton, and we'll have a great time, and we'll jazz out in the Stockwood Hills. Let's have fun.
There'll be no shit. There'll be pouches. There'll be...
Oh, and if all people the rest have pouches, we're very into those inward titwanks. Come at us. Come holler at us.
Yeah, Danny's all for it. It's the dirty dog.
Not even... No, it sounds disgusting.
Oh, no, he's not.
Nah, oh, mate, imagine, think about it. If your penis is inside a female vagina, and you reach inside the female to then have a wank.
No, stop it. I don't want to picture this. I'm done.
Isn't it? But yeah. Oh, mate. I don't know. I'm just right. thinking about too many things right now. I'm not going to say anything because this is the end of the podcast. And I'm going to save them for later on my own.
For my me time. Should we sign off?
Fuck's sake.
Yep.
All right then, that was that has been chapter 13, and also
this has been
book 1.
Wow.
Book 1.
That's the end
book
of
one,
it.
Book 1, further to Gok 1.
We will be back bigger, better, and just as ridiculous when we get round to it shortly. We have big plans. We have more team members on board, and yeah, we
will be better.
Reload.
Stay tuned. We'll be more streamlined, better than ever.
Yeah,
we actually will do it.
Well-oiled machine.
Yeah, we've got like a calendar and everything.
Beautiful.
That's the game, kids. See you later.
Right, sayonara.
Sayonara, goodbye. This has been Macklin.
Bye.
That's been...
Have a wank on me, mate.
Have a wank on Danny. That's the end of that. All right, goodbye.